This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There is certainly no shortage of things to do to occupy your time. There's a whole section of Twitter devoted to whether or not Andrew Cuomo has nipple piercings. It's however you choose.
Right. That's a good one.
Clearly, when he wears a golf shirt.
Oh.
There's like a whole internet conspiracy thing.
All right.
And I don't have any idea.
Well, now I'm going to try to help solve the mystery, I suppose.
All right. Let's get to the couch. We've got a ton of additions because we had, 200-300 suggestions through our Facebook post. And then, I don't know, you're posting this. So what do we want to talk about here?
I kind of made a list of things that we could touch on today. So I'll just work my way down the chart, starting with the, with things that you could stream or watch on TV. There's a lot of us don't have the time to sit and binge watch an entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. So there's a list of five, sci-fi or fantasy films that you could get in that are either really well done or critically acclaimed that you could just digest a little bit here, a little bit there. That would be a good thing for you to stream if you just need snack size.
Okay.
From the virtual experiences, I wanted to talk a little bit about some virtual day trips that you could take from Reader's Digest. There's a wide variety of different things that you can do just to kind of get out there and look at just honestly a variety of things. So check out that list if you're looking for something different and hoping to get away. In gaming, quite a few things in gaming. If you're an Xbox Live subscriber, there's the brand new games of April that are free have been announced. There's a Humble Bundle, which is they bundle a lot of software together, and you pay whatever price you want. This time, over $1,000 worth of games, $30, and all the money goes to COVID-19 response.
All right, so they're slashing the cost, but the cost that they're getting, they're donating to good cause.
Yep. Animal Crossing, which is the huge game this month or these last couple weeks, has all brand new content for April, and Modern Warfare 2 is remastered, so you can play the story in high-definition graphics. And to round out the list for today, Brian, I wanted to tell you a couple sports things. Much like NASCAR, Formula F1 is now into iRacing, so you can stream those.
Right.
You can listen to a full play-by-play of simulated baseball games. And if you've got a 3D printer, I've got a whole list of things that you can print to make games or do things at home. And lastly, if you're looking around your house and you want to order some gadgets, some experts tell you the best gadgets to have at home to occupy your time.
Okay, that's just a barely, it's a small sample of all the stuff that's available. And the links are all there, right?
So
people can get right to it. It's Fun from the Couch with Nick and Brian. You can check it out at nowdecatur.com. We'll put up I'm going to put up a new post tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll put another $50 beach house gift card with it. Because some people are still working, working physically somewhere, mm-hmm. and then others are working like a schedule at home, like maybe Saturdays and Sundays, I get a little more downtime. So I'll put that up tomorrow for people. Just all we're trying to do is like, what's getting you through this? You know, what's making you happy for an hour? Or what are you binging? What are you reading? You know, mm-hmm. what's inspiring you? I mean, it's all over the place. We'll put that up on Facebook tomorrow, and you can be a part of making other people happy.
That's right. Yeah, and if it's good and we hear enough of it, we'll put it up on this list. Other people will probably hop in.
Yeah. This Ozark thing, I mean, it's like number two on Netflix in the U.S. right now.
I'm watching it.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
And see, I had looked at it kind of, never really dipped a toe. And then it's like every other post in our Facebook post the last 48 hours was on the list.
Yeah, to me, it's like Breaking Bad just ratcheted up higher.
Is that possible?
Yeah. I think the guy you're rooting for is worse than Walter White. I mean, I think there's a lot of like uncomfortableness of good and bad.
That's sort of the 000 thing I told you about. Mm-hmm. There's really no good guys.
Right.
They're all part of bad guys, but there are better bad guys and worse.
And that is what Ozark kind of is like picking which bad guys you want to sympathize with.
Yeah. The 000 thing, I'm telling you, I think there's 7, maybe 8 episodes, so it's not like something that's going to take you a year to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 3 distinct stories, but man, it's so fleshed out.
Okay, it's good. One other thing that's going to make the list. There's a lot of free trials from a lot of channels, one of which you love, Epix.
Oh, I love Epix.
So Epix went free for a few yesterday.
Let's do that, and let's put Godfather of Harlem on that list, because that Forrest Whitaker is brilliant in that show.
So that's going to be my opportunity to put my toe in there.
All right. Epix got a lot of things. Pennyworth series about a young Alfred from the Batman franchise. They've got Get Shorty, which is the series that now, if you're looking for length, I think there's three seasons of that.
Oh, wow.
That is literally like the movie didn't happen.
Oh,
I mean, it's like a reimagining of Get Shorty and Elmo Leonard's characters all taking place in the mob and Hollywood. And the Irish dude that was in Bridesmaids or whatever, he plays the lead character. He's fantastic.
Oh, cool.
That is a really, really good show. And you know who's fantastic in that? Ray Romano.
Oh, nice.
He plays the Hollywood director part that I think Gene Hackman played in the movie. He is really, really, really good. And his hair will just crack you up.
Is there a Chili Palmer?
No. There are the same kind of roles, but just different names.
Yeah.
Or is he named Chili Palmer? I don't think so. It's basically the same concept, just reimagined.
Cool.
Where do I find Star Wars this weekend? Just on pay-per-view?
You can get it on all digital platforms. You could get it shipped to you now.
And, I don't want to ship.
Yeah, pay-per-view as well.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.